Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr., here with Ty St. Julian. We're your hosts this week for a program we're calling Early Voices of Early Music.
The whole thing was my idea. I know you get tired of hearing me say that, but Milton said it was my turn to pick a program, and I thought, well, something different, and I had a brand new recording, a reissue of a recording of Gian Di Gattani, and I thought, oh, this is great. It would be easy to pick three performers that sang early music in the early stages of early music performance. And so that's what we've done. And we begin with Alfred Deller. Now, Milton has something to say about Alfred Deller, but before he says something, I will mention that Alfred Deller was born in 1912, died in 1979, and Alfred Deller was a countertenor, which means he sang in falsetto, and that was really the only way, I think, that he ever recorded and the only way he ever sang. Eventually, he started an ensemble in 1950, a whole consort of singers, not only himself, and that became the Deller Consort. Before I announce the pieces, Milton, I think you should give your story about Alfred Deller.
Well, this goes back to the mid-60s, and I don't think I was really president of the Friends of Music yet, but was attending many of the concerts here in New Orleans at Dixon Hall. And I remember the Deller Consort was on the series, and they gave a spectacular program. I think halfway through the first half, there was a female singer singing with the ensemble. Halfway through the first half, a cockroach ran across the floor, at which point the female just screamed, and everyone ran off stage, and everyone else followed off stage. So that's my remembrance of Alfred Deller.
Now, were that concert to happen today, and I was the soprano, I too would be running for the wings, and not the cockroach wings. We're starting Alfred Deller's part of the program with some Shakespeare songs. The Wind and the Rain from Twelfth Night, It Was a Lover and His Lass from As You Like It, O Mistress Mine from Twelfth Night, and I think my favorite, The Willow Song, Alfred Deller.
When that I was and a little tiny boy with him, oh, the wind and the rain, a foolish thing was but a toy. For the rain, it raineth every day with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain. For the rain, it raineth every day. But when I came to man's estate with hey-ho, the wind and the rain, gainst knave and thief, men shut their gate. For the rain, it raineth every day. With the wind and the rain, for the rain it raineth every day. But when alas I came to wife, with the wind and the rain, by swaggering I could never thrive, for the rain it raineth every day. With for the rain, it raineth every day. But when I came unto my bed, with hey-ho, the wind and the rain, with toss but still had drunken head, for the rain, it raineth every day. With hey-ho, the wind and the rain, for the rain, it raineth. Strive to please you every day.
Thank you.
must be my
countertenor Alfred Deller singing. At the time when he was on the concert circuit, there were a few people that were just rather taken aback with the sound of a countertenor voice, because it sounded so much like a female voice. But it surely nowadays it's very, very acceptable. But Alfred Deller just now sang a group of four songs by Thomas Morley, two of them, and two of them by anonymous composers. And he happens to be one of the early voices of early music, which is the title of our program today.
Indeed. And our next early voice in early music was John De Gaetani. I am very fond of John De Gaetani. This is a live concert. It was recorded in 1977. The thing that's so interesting about her, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that she sang a wide variety of musical literature. Started out as a member of the New York Pro Musica, and then eventually began singing with other ensembles, and finally making a wonderful career for herself, not only in early music, but as a singer of lieder and even of opera. We'll hear her performance of, remember now, this is a live performance, Dear If You Change, All Ye Whom Love or Fortune, Whoever Thinks or Hopes of Love, and Can She Excuse My Wrongs, all of these pieces by John Dowland.
Thank you.
The voice of Jan de Catani are doing four songs there by John Dowland. And our program today is Early Voices of Early Music. This being early music, and unfortunately I did see that Jan de Catani died at a very young age of 54, but surely did enhance our repertoire of the many songs that she has sung, and particularly our program today concerning the early voices of early music.
A singer that's not likely associated with early music is the famed Victoria de Los Angeles. She was born in Spain and recorded a lot of Spanish music. She also did opera, became known throughout the world for her wonderful singing and wonderful voice. But she also got her start in an early music ensemble, which was the Ars Musicae. It was the same ensemble that later found as a member Jordi Savall, who in turn created Hesperion 20 and then Hesperion 21 for the new century. We'll hear three selections performed by Victoria de Los Angeles. The first, Maria Matrem, Exalt Mary, the Virgin Mother. Then, Ay Triste Vida Corporal, O cruel and unjust world, woe is me, my dear son. This is another lament of Mary. And then finally, ¿Qué es mi vida? Preguntáis. What is my life, you ask? To love well and to lament is the life you give me.
Thank you.
the voice of Victoria de Los Angeles and doing some early music there. I'm just looking up some things about her life. I didn't realize that she died relatively recently, in 2005, not that many years ago, having been born in 1923. So she was up in her 80 years or so and doing a fantastic job on those early pieces, particularly the first one, the Maria Matrim, from the Libreville.
We turn back to the Deller consort this time. The selection, Great King of Gods, by Orlando Gibbons. Following that, we'll hear a piece by Hein von Giesigem, Amores Amores, performed by Jan de Gattani.
Thank you.
Amors, Amors by Hein von Giesecke. Before that, you heard Great King of Gods. The Great King of Gods was performed by the Deller Consort, and Gian Di Gaetani sang Amors, Amors. We have time for one more piece. This is also by Hein von Giesecke, De Tout Bien Plein, and naturally it's a love song. De Tout Bien Plein, a love song performed by Gian Di Gaetani, the composer Hein von Giesecke. That piece, by the way, is one of Milton's favorites, and it's also one of my favorites, not only to listen to, but to actually sing, so it's really cool. Thank you so much for being with us today as we explored some early voices of early music. We'll have to do some contrast with the very most current performances and see how that compares. Thanks again for being with us, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.